Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Josh Peterson, Connor Happer, Nick Grimm with you live from Stadium Swim in sunny Las Vegas at the Circa Resort and Casino. Peter Krenzer back in our 1620 The Zone studio. We appreciate you joining us. We will be here until 6 o'clock tonight. Also, tomorrow, both the Connor Happer Show and the Grimm will be off an hour early, both tomorrow and Friday. So hard work for us upcoming over the next couple of days.
That's 5 o'clock for you Central Time Zoners.
Yes, indeed it
is. Imagine being in the Central Time Zone.
Yeah,
right,
that'd be ridiculous.
This is making me an evangelist for the Pacific Time Zone. We haven't even gotten to the live sports that are going on later today.
I'd like to tell you about the Pacific Time Zone.
Yeah.
Our Lord and Savior, the Pacific Time Zone.
It's been a while. The last time I was in the Pacific Time Zone was 2017. It's been years.
Yeah. This is my first time in the Pacific
Time Zone. Oh, Nick, great it so far.
Good.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes.
It sure is.
Yeah, I was out here for the, not here in Vegas, I was in Oregon for the Nebraska-Oregon game back in 2017. It's wild, man. College football starts at 9, NFL starts at 10. College basketball, you know those random Big Ten games that start at 5:30? They start at 3:30 out here.
That's awesome.
A little afternoon hoops.
Yeah. Afternoon delight, that's what we call it.
So the afternoon sports talk hosts on the West Coast, they just have constantly
they have games going on during their show.
Oh, the Friday news dumps for them are at like 4. Yeah.
That is a great point, Nick.
Yeah.
That actually changes it quite a bit.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah, so does that mean that there are Friday news dumps that happen out here, but for us it's at like 8 o'clock Central because they do it out here at about 6?
I guess so.
What's the last breaking news that happened at 8 p.m.?
They get the East Coast news dumps at
way
about 3.
Early. It's like, thank you for this content for us.
Yeah.
We'll do this for the rest of the day.
Dang.
It's funny. We were lamenting during the commercial break, like, what is going on in the world of sports? And there's just not anything happening. Like, we're a day away, obviously, from the tournament returning. We'll have a ton of games tomorrow. We'll have a ton of games on Friday. And then it really starts whittling down. But it's
Major League Baseball opening day.
Major League Baseball opening day. And there's this weird combination of, like, they keep talking about the Jaguars for some reason on the shows. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Doug Peterson say something?
I got an ESPN notification last night that had some words in it that I didn't like.
Oh, what
were
those?
Very bad words.
I skimmed through the words.
Like the words that guy said earlier?
Kind of.
Oh, no.
Kind of.
That's not good.
Yeah, there was some stuff in there that I didn't really care to read into.
220 years in prison for that individual.
Oh, my gosh. That's
a
lot of years in prison.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Doug Peterson, the quote that they showed from him earlier, he wasn't talking about that. He was just like, we got to be good this year.
Yeah. People are going back to the Steelers cornerback. Like, this guy who's kind of bad or this guy who's kind
of
bad?
Yeah, lots of.
Does it really matter? No, but this is a classic pick a side in a narrative, whichever one you like.
I think combined together, they make almost 1/4 of a good quarterback.
Yeah, they're scraping at the bottom of the barrel right now. We're essentially like, obviously, we're pre NFL draft, like really ramping up. Like, that's probably about 2 weeks away.
Comparing to the, like, how I feel like people feel about those two guys in particular, Fields and Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm higher on both of them than the general public is. Like, I think you could win games with both of them. If you scroll through Twitter, you're like, this guy is a pile of garbage.
Yeah.
And they're both that way. I don't agree with that sentiment, but obviously, I don't think either of them are that good.
Yeah, I think I would rather have, oh man, I don't know who I would rather have, Russell Wilson or Justin Fields.
That's right.
Because, like, Russell Wilson is old. Justin Fields, I just don't think is good. Like, I mean, I guess you put them in the right system, they could be fine. Like, I thought Russell Wilson was fine last year.
Yeah, he was fine.
He was fine last year. I didn't really think Justin
Fields. Now, he was getting paid way too much.
Yes.
So
I don't think Justin Fields is a good thrower of the football. And I think that's the biggest issue.
He's a good runner of the football.
Very good runner of the football. If Justin Fields played in Nebraska, people would say, could they move him to running back? What about tight end? Could Justin Fields play tight end?
That was the Jeff Sims conversation before we just went ahead and kicked him off the planet Earth.
Yeah, whatever happened to Jeff Sims?
He's still lost in the portal.
Mm. Speaking of the portal, yeah. We have a portal update.
Who's in there?
What?
Patrick McCaffrey from Iowa.
From Iowa.
Jumped into the transfer portal. He's the son of the basketball
coach. He is the son of Fran, and there are some conversations about the future of Fran going on right now.
That'd be funny if he got fired.
Troubling Fran or nice?
It's closer to retirement for him, I think.
Sure.
But, that's something.
Yeah, there's sports news.
That's something.
That's something.
There is a McCaffrey that's dating Caitlin Clark. Connor. Connor McCaffrey.
Wow. It's been a big year for Connors.
Yep.
Has it?
The name Connor showed up a lot in the last.
Well, there was the one. Right, there was all the controversy with the Connors.
Connor Stallions.
The sign stealer guy.
I do remember Connor Stallions. I do remember. By the way, continued conversations about the burger situation. It's very interesting. Very interesting. Justin says, y'all killing me. Great show today. Need to kick John to the, he said T9, the noon hour, which made me laugh, to the noon hour. More Connor Happer in the unsportsmanlike conduct.
Oh. Interesting. Are you guys going to vote John off the island?
So John's doing a show with Josh Oddson, and you and me are together now?
Interesting.
Could you imagine Oddson and Bishop?
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, what would happen
that'd
on that show?
Oddson's used to working with older guys.
Yeah.
Does John watch any recent movies that aren't stuff from the 80s and, like, Porky's?
No. Those aren't recent movies, so the answer is definitely no.
I feel like John's a Porky's guy.
John loves Porky's.
Justin, shout out to you. Thank you for the compliment. Sorry, I will be co-hosting with John moving forward. But Happer and I have a 7-hour show tomorrow and a 7-hour show on Friday.
Yeah, so we'll get to test out Josh on the midday show. Yeah. Maybe there will be a comment that comes in and says, move empty chair aside. Bring Josh Peterson to the midday.
Move empty chair to the afternoon show. So then John will do a solo show with Nick.
Oh, that could be fun. We could talk about NASCAR.
I came back real quick for simple. I came back from a week off one time, and a listener emailed me like, I'm happy you're back. When you're gone and John does it solo, he lectures a lot like a teacher.
He does.
Well, he's the only person talking.
Yeah, he has no one to push back. Though now Nick is up sports. So
I
now
can push back,
now solo John's going to have Nick arguing with him about things.
Like, you're dumb, John.
Speaking of olds, our favorite old Steve Sipple joins us when we return. Also, a lot of texts that we can get to as well, like this one from Jim and O'Neill. It just hit me. Josh is working so hard. Where is John? Just taking days off while John is working 7 hours on-air days.
Interesting.
USC is so lucky to have him. Thank you, Jim and O'Neill.
Interesting, Jim and O'Neill. I'm glad you pointed that out.
Yeah, very, very kind of you, Jim. All right, Steve Sipple joins us when we return. It's on Sportsmanlike Conduct. We are live from Stadium Swim at the Circa Resort.
I need sunscreen.
I need some more water. I'm gonna pour another bottle of water into my bottle of water when we return. It's on Sportsmanlike Conduct on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.